I've never been to Abu Dhabi, but when I look at the temperatures there in the summer, I know it's a place I only want to go in the winter. In extreme heat like that, all you'd want to do is stay in your air-conditioned room. But the thousands of migrants who are building Abu Dhabi's many glamorous new structures, they don't have much choice. They have to be in the heat. And that's just one of the terrible conditions they have to work under. Molly Crabapple is an artist and columnist for the online magazine Vice. She visited Abu Dhabi and reported a story about what the workers there deal with. She told me about one of them, a man named Ibrahim.
Ibrahim is a young South Asian man who works for a construction company in Abu Dhabi and who worked as my translator on the story. He is a brilliant kid. He speaks five languages. When he was in his home country, he actually translated for an international NGO. But unfortunately, local militants were killing locals who collaborated with foreigners, and he had to leave town, which is how he ended up in Abu Dhabi. Mm. And when he came to Saadiyat Island to work, he actually told his boss, hell is better than here. And his boss said, well, why don't you go to hell then? And Ibrahim, in addition to being smart as hell, was so skeptical of the society and that would sort of place men like him into this subservient position just because they were South Asian and just because they were blue collar. And I think that's one of the reasons that he chose to translate for me, because he wanted the stories of guys like him to be told.
So Saadiyat Island that you just mentioned, that's this place where the branches of the Louvre and the Guggenheim and New York University are being constructed, right?
Saadiyat Island is an island just off of the coast of this sort of central city of Abu Dhabi that TDIC, the state-owned construction company, is transforming into a cultural paradise. There's going to be NYU, Louvre, Guggenheim, a national museum, as well as very, very fancy hotels and golf courses and lots of fancy shopping. But right now, it's essentially a construction site.
Right. And so where does Ibrahim live when he's working on the construction site? I mean, is he on Saadiyat Island or does he have to commute?
Ibrahim lives at something called a worker's city. These are housing projects for workers, all male, that are set deep, deep within the desert, very, very far from central Abu Dhabi. The goal is to isolate the workers so that Emiratis and wealthy foreigners don't actually have to look at them. The guys on these worker's cities live 10 to a room in this sort of desolate Pyongyang-style atmosphere. There's literally nothing for them. There's a mosque, there's a supermarket, and then there's just this merciless sun. When I went out to a worker's city, I saw guys actually hiding beneath the buses that would take them to job sites just to be able to get a little bit of shade.
Wow. So aside from that, what kind of living conditions does Ibrahim have when he's, you know, at this camp?
Ibrahim sleeps 10 guys to a room. The food all comes from a communal cafeteria. He showed me video of what it was like to have a meal. They didn't even shell out so that the workers could have individual cups. So instead you had 20 guys sharing one pitcher of water that they were drinking directly from. The food gives lots of people low-level food poisoning, but the workers aren't even allowed to cook in their own rooms. There's one day off a week. All of the buses that take people to the job sites are not air conditioned. So workers are, you know, stuck in traffic for an hour, 2 hours trying to get to work in over 100 degree heat.
So this all sounds kind of very insidious, this world of labor in Abu Dhabi. What kind of reaction did you get from New York University and the museums like the Louvre and the Guggenheim when you asked about this kind of world that they're abetting?
NYU and the Louvre didn't respond. The Guggenheim responded by falsely accusing me of being a member of an activist organization that is protesting their work on Abu Dhabi and by claiming I had conflicts of interest. And then they gave me a canned statement.
And no other reaction from the others?
No other reaction from them. And the thing about Abu Dhabi that's so important is it's not that Abu Dhabi is particularly evil with labor, it's that it's very, very explicit. The United States also runs on the labor of people who are paid far less than minimum wage and who can get deported at whim. These people are called undocumented migrants. However, the U.S., while it's completely dependent on these people's labor, says, oh no, they're criminals, they're not official, we never encouraged them to come here, and maintains a distance from it, whereas Abu Dhabi has institutionalized this method of exploitation.
I mean, I got to say, this is not news, these labor conditions in the Gulf. Is word getting out in India and Bangladesh and Nepal that the Emirates are not that dream that you all think it is?
It is getting out. There is actually a reality TV show in Kerala whose name translates to Workers' World. This show is one where producers find workers that were disappeared in the Gulf, whether through poverty, through jail, through abuse, through crime, and they rescue them and they reunite them with their families. When labor abuses are so well known that there's a reality TV show devoted to them, that does mean that people know about it. However, people also come to the Gulf not just because of money, but because they're from crisis zones. I met many people who were fleeing violence in Kashmir or in Nepal or in the northwest frontier in Pakistan and came to the Gulf because they thought that, oh, this will be safe.
Molly Crabapple, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.